We pray. Lord, open our ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to believe all that your word reveals to us. Grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Did you see the presidential debate Sunday night? Did you attend the funeral Monday morning? What a contrast. Sunday night we heard two people condemning each other as being unfit for the office of the president. One was accused of being a woman hater. The other one was accused of being a liar. After the whole thing was over, what kind of reputation did these people have? Then I went to the funeral of Marlon Beekman. It was like a drink of cool water in the desert. Here was a man whose life was blessed by the Lord and who gave God all the glory. A man honorable in word and deed. As I was thinking about the stark contrast between these two events, the Lord led me to a Bible passage that brought the contrast together. In the 7th chapter of Ecclesiastes, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. Millions of people were watching the debate. And afterwards, Facebook and Twitter and newspapers, talk show hosts, people in general, kept talking about it. Probably are still talking about it. Well, they are. A couple hundred people attended the funeral at Messiah Lutheran Church. Some of them may still be talking about it. I am right now. There may be a few posts on Facebook and other electronic media. I don't know about you, but I came away from the debate feeling a bit sickened by the whole thing. Even wondering, does this represent the best that America can offer? I don't know about you, but I came away from the funeral service with a heart full of joy and thinking, this represents the best that we have to offer. I'm talking about the service. Hillary, Donald, Marty. When you hear these names, what comes to mind? What kind of reputations, what kind of names do these people have in your thinking? A good name is better than precious ointment. Now, I couldn't find a passage that talked about the opposite, but I suppose it would be something like, a bad name stinks. Based on the things that were said at the debate, I would say the reputation of the two candidates have begun to stink. On the other hand, Marty Beekman's reputation was better than precious ointment. And what is it that made his reputation so priceless? Well, he would be the first to object if you pointed to his accomplishments. Unlike politicians who tend to boast about being self-made people, to boast about how much they have accomplished, Marty was the type who boasted in the Lord. The reputation that I'm talking about is one that he received as a gift from the Lord. It began before the foundation of the world when the Lord chose him to be his own. And then the Lord made this choice viable by undoing all that sin had done in Marty's life. God offered up his own son as the sacrifice for Marty's sins. And then he sent his Holy Spirit to change Marty's heart from the heart of unbelief to a heart of faith in Jesus Christ. And at that moment, the reputation of this man became identical with the reputation of Jesus Christ. For it was the blood of Jesus Christ that washed away all of his sins, and it was the righteousness of Jesus Christ which was counted to his credit. Now, of course, I'm talking about his reputation before God. That, after all, is what really counts. But we can say that Marty's reputation before men reflected that which he had before God. For besides giving him faith, God also gave him love. Faith and love go hand in hand. His love was not perfect, but he did show love in his words and deeds, especially when it came to sharing his faith with others. He showed that it was Jesus Christ who freed him from his sins and clothed him in righteousness. If we go to funerals of other people, the people of this world, you'll hear eulogies which boast about what this person did, about his achievements. But in the end, at a Christian funeral, the boasting is about what God did. That's what makes the day of one's death better than the day of one's birth. At the day of a Christian's death, we celebrate, for we know that this person is in heaven, thanks to Jesus. The day of death is a day of glory. That's the day when one reaches the goal for which he has been striving all of his life. It's the end of the race. It's the day when Jesus reaches down and lifts that soul from this earth to heaven, from this realm of sinfulness and sorrow to the realm of righteousness and joy. A self-made reputation is a rotting heap of garbage. For pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. A Christ-made reputation is better than an everlasting jewel. For a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold. Based on the things that I heard at the debate, I can well picture the face of God with a frown on it. Based on what I heard at the funeral, I can well imagine the smile on God's face. We pray. O Lord Jesus, wash us clean in your blood. Cover us with the robe of your righteousness. Help us to glorify only you and to boast only in your grace. And when our last hour comes, receive us into glory, the glory earned for us by your Son, Jesus, our Savior. Amen. We turn to hymn 563, verse 1, 2, and 5.